were very nice to me. Certainly, I wouldn't have, I wouldn't have any reason to complain of my fellow pupils being difficult in any way in relation to my illness. There were one or two other damaged pupils in the school at the time. There was a boy, for example, who had been much damaged by polio. And walked with sticks, and they were people were very accepting of him. So I suspect that there was perhaps an atmosphere in that school of acceptance, in a sort of sense of a duty of care of one pupil for another.
Was there anyone else with diabetes?
There was a chap called Duckworth. He was very tall and very thin, but he only lasted about a term and a half because his diabetes was so unstable that they just couldn't cope. I don't know what happened to him. He came when I'd been in the school, or back from my initial diagnosis, a couple of years. He came. And I think the idea was that they had experience of looking after a diabetic in me, and they thought they'd be able to look after a diabetic in him. But I can well remember the poor lad was keeling over right, left and centre. He clearly, either his diabetes hadn't been as well managed, or perhaps... he just wasn't being as careful. I just don't know.
Did you get good warning when you were going to have a hypo?
I got a bit. It was usually fairly brief. I think that other people used to notice before I did. I know that one of the masters, a man whom I subsequently got to know very well, and I knew him very well when I was an undergraduate, I know he said to me later on that he used to notice sometimes as I went very pale, and that he regarded that as a warning sign. But I don't remember myself getting very much warning, except fairly briefly feeling just a bit confused, a bit disorientated, not quite with it.
You hadn't been given a deliberate hypo when you were first diagnosed?
No. And anyway, you see, with changing from one insulin to another, that alters the nature of the onset of hyperglycemia very considerably, as I've noticed since they changed me to human insulin. So fiddling with the insulin may have made quite a bit of difference to the individually felt symptoms of hyperglycemia.
Can you remember any more detail of that, of the different symptoms when you changed?
Well, when I changed later on, yes. I got changed off globin insulin when I went up to be a medical student, and Alan Keckwick took over the care of my diabetes at the Middlesex, and he changed me from the soluble globin insulin to twice-daily soluble. And I can remember that. When that happened, I felt very much better in general, and I think I coped much better. I found then that the first symptom I got of hyperglycemia was tingling of the tongue and of the lips. But again, if I didn't do something about it pretty quick, I got into big trouble very quickly. And I'd become discoordinate, and I'd become clumsy and C double and goodness knows what.